No one really knows what the eventual price tag will be for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, but we do know that a big chunk of that money will go toward the long-term care of the war's veterans. The World's Katie Clark has more on that.
One bit of good news to come out of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan is that more servicemen and women are surviving horrific injuries that in the past would have killed them. But with an estimated 1.9 million veterans of these wars, the Veterans Administration faces an enormous caseload and financial burden, and it's one that will only grow over time.
There's a peak in disability benefit need after about 30 years, and we think probably the health spending will look similar to that.
Ryan Edwards is an assistant professor of economics at the City University of New York. He worked on a report out this week from the Institute of Medicine. It offers suggestions as to how the military as a whole could better care for returning servicemen and women. He's encouraging the VA to do a cost estimate about the future care needs as a good place to start.
They're pretty difficult to do because there are a lot of unknown parameters. It isn't rocket science, but they need to be instructed and staffed to do it.
The report was done at the request of Congress, and it raises several questions for both the VA and the Pentagon, including how many mental health care providers they need and what's the best way to treat traumatic brain injury over the long term. The study also suggests that it might be a good idea to give service members time to decompress before returning home.
I think decompression would be a very good idea. I can tell you that I left Kuwait May 15th, 2003, and I was in Sydney, Australia, July 4th, 2003. Just let off the ship. That's probably a bad idea.
Tim McLaughlin left the Marine Corps in September 2006. He's now an attorney in the Boston area. He was happy to hear that people are looking at the long-term care concerns of veterans, but he was doubtful when asked if he thought anyone in a position of power would consider these costs before deciding to go to war.
It's probably advisable in the sense that we would always want to take care of our young men and women when they return from war zones. But in terms of reality, I don't think that 40 years away costs of veterans' rehabilitative services factor into national security. And I don't think it should.
Retired Marine Andrew Kinard lost both of his legs while serving in Iraq in 2006. He, too, welcomes the attention being placed now on veterans' health issues. But Kinard doesn't like to think of it in terms of dollars and cents.
I like to say, well, wow, we're really, for the first time ever, trying to take a serious stab at PTSD and at mental health and psychological health and really trying to figure out what it is that's happening with folks when they go overseas and to be reintegrated in their society. So that's going to cost some money, but we're also really, really breaking some ground on addressing those issues.
The VA declined to speak with the World for this story, but Veterans Administration officials have reportedly agreed that some long-term financial projections are possible. For the World, this is Katie Clark.